Well, it is good to be here this morning, and I want, first of all, just to thank you for your hospitality. I mean, we have really enjoyed over the last couple of weeks getting to know so many of your congregation on the pastor search committee, then also meeting with the deacon board, getting to know them. Yesterday, we were here for Upwards Basketball, got to meet some people there, and then the meet and greet afterwards, and it has really been a blessing to get to know some of your people, and already been a blessing this morning just to get here and worship with you, and the praise band did such an awesome job, and what an awesome God we serve. I mean, His love is just so amazing. I'm just amazed by the fact that God's love for me is not changing. God's love is forever. And, you know, a lot of times we, you know, our feelings towards one another change based on how our relationship is going at that time. But, you know, God's love for us is not dependent on anything that we can do. It is only dependent on how great a God He is. And what a blessing to be able to sing and just to celebrate that with you this morning. I do want to share with you just a little bit about me and my role in youth ministry there, my service to God through serving our youth just briefly this morning, and then we're going to dive into God's Word for a little while this morning. Been working in the student ministry for about 19 years. Some of you are thinking, well, you know what I mean? Don't know how you could do that. Anyway, been working with youth ministry for about 19 years, working with students. Worked for 2 years, volunteer. My wife and I, and I don't know that she is in here. Yes, she is. She is sitting back there. She is my beautiful wife. And I had a professor in Bible college that was constantly reminding me, every time he spent time with my wife or saw my wife, he reminded me that I married up. And I certainly have to agree with him on that. But we dated for about 3 years before we got married. We served in youth ministry together before we even got married, even on a volunteer basis, probably for about 2 years. Or so there. There was even a time where our youth pastor had resigned, and he came to my wife and me, and he said, "You know, I am leaving the church, but we're going to leave the youth ministry to you and your wife." And I don't think we were married at that point. Certainly, the first year we took a group of students to camp, me and my wife had been married for 2 weeks before we loaded a bus full of teenagers and went to camp. So that was that came with its own set of challenges. But certainly, I've been on staff working with student ministry for nearly about 17 years, and my desire for young people, the same thing I desire for anyone else, and the same thing that God desires for us, and that is that we be genuine disciples, that we be genuine followers after God. And I desire to see students living on mission for God, having a concern to see those around them become disciples. You do this through building relationships with one another, building relationships for the purpose of evangelism and also discipleship. You know, you build these relationships by spending time with those that you want to disciple. And certainly that has been one of the key characteristics of youth ministry for me, is just spending time with teenagers. I would come home from church on Sunday and they would follow me right into my home. They would crash on my couch and empty my refrigerator, and then I had to wake them back up and say, "Okay, guys, it's time to go back to church." I enjoy spending time with teenagers and living life with them, teaching them God's Word, and teaching them the fact that God's Word is the only way in which we can live this life to please God. We cannot please God apart from living according to God's Word. My wife and I have always had a pretty good relationship with students, always been able to relate well to them. It seems that they are drawn to us and that we are drawn to them. Now, my wife will tell you that the reason I relate so well to students is because I'm just a big kid myself. And there is probably a lot of truth to that. But the fact of the matter is, I told her that before we got married. So she knew exactly what she was getting into, though. I enjoy spending life with teenagers. I enjoy spending life with God's people, if you want to know the truth, man. I look forward to coming to church on Sunday morning and worshiping with God's people. I look forward to Sunday school. I look forward to Wednesday night Bible study and just spending time with one another. One of my good friends, he's got a daughter same age as my daughter, and we go take them camping, and we sit around the campfire and just fellowship as brothers in Christ. I enjoy spending time with God's people. I enjoy spending time with students. I serve on the board of Adventure Camp for Christ. Now, Adventure Camp for Christ is an Awana-based camp. So I know at least 1 week out of the summer, I'm going to spend that whole week being able to live life with students and being able to disciple those students. Not only do I serve on the board there, but I'm also the assistant camp director, which basically means that I do anything that the director doesn't want to do. No, not really, but I get to do a lot of things. I may be teaching Bible study, I may be preaching, I may be doing both of those, I may be running games. Fortunately, I don't get to serve as a counselor as much anymore, so I don't sleep in the cabin with the young people all night and stay up all night. I do stay up most of the night because we got to make sure that all the students stay in their cabins where they belong there. But I really look forward to that week just spending time with teenagers. I know I missed one of our staff meetings for Adventure Camp for Christ 1 year, and the camp director said, "Hey, you missed the meeting." I forget why I missed the meeting. I think I had a wedding or something going on that day, and I wasn't able to do it. I said, "Well, did y'all get everything nailed down?" He said, "Yeah, we got everything nailed down." He said, "We're gonna have you teaching Bible study this year." I said, "Well, that's great. I love teaching Bible study." I said, "What are we gonna teach?" He said, "We're gonna teach Revelation." I said, "Okay." He said, "And we're also going to let you be camp pastor this year." I said, "Really? Camp pastor and teaching Bible study?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you got any idea what you want me to preach on this year?" He said, "Yeah, the Jewish feast." I said, "Okay." I said, "I will never miss another staff meeting." Students are not the church of tomorrow. Students are the church of today. They have a role in church. We lose a vast majority of our students after they graduate high school because church never became their church. It was my parents' church or it was my grandparents' church. It never became their church. You see, our students are our future deacons. They're our future Sunday school teachers. They're our future pastors and youth pastors. They're our future missionaries. They're our future Christian businessmen and teachers and fathers and mothers. They are the future. And we've got to make sure that we live up to that responsibility of helping them grow in those relationships, grow in the knowledge of Christ so that they can be the best disciples that God would have them to be. I take that responsibility very seriously in my life. I have devoted much of my life to discipling young people. And I just encourage you, moving forward past today, whatever your interaction is with students, which I encourage you to interact with them, spend time with them, not only those that are related to your children, your grandchildren, but other children, pouring into them, raising them up, helping them to understand how to become the disciples that God would have them to be. All right, so that's me. That's a little bit about my testimony. You guys saw my resume. I've seen some laying back there. Certainly, I'm an open book. If you don't know anything about me, it's because you haven't asked, because I'll just tell you what it is. I do have my wife. Like I said, we've been married 18 years. 18 years in June. We dated for about 3 years before we got married. I told her we're working on the incentive program. I bought her a wedding set when we got married. After 10 years, I bought her a little bit nicer one. I told her if she stays with me another 10 years, I'll buy a little bit nicer one. But I am so happy that she loves me. We have 3 children. Adeline Rose, she is our oldest. She is 8 years old. We have a little boy named David Tyler. We call him Tyler. We don't call him David because that would be confusing since I am David. We simply call him Tyler, and he is adopted. We decided, my parents are very big into adopted. I have 2 adopted siblings there, and we decided that we would like to adopt. So me and my wife got into foster care. Ended up adopting Tyler. They moved him into our house to start the process of adopting, and 3 months after that, my wife tells me she's pregnant with another little baby. So we added two that year. So we have 3-year-old Tyler, but we also have 2-year-old Jackson Lee. And you may see them after services or something like that. They'll probably be the ones swinging off the chandeliers because that's how they are. Tyler will be running the row there, and Tyler will be coming in right behind him because that is what they do.